Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Oh, yes, I'm the great pretender.
Welcome back, 23 after the hour. Thanks for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I hope you'll check out my website. Please, smallbusinessadvocate.com. I got phone numbers in my head, don't I? Smallbusinessadvocate.com. Go there and use it to your advantage. Lots of good things there that will help you. We update that all the time. Subscribe to my newsletter when you get there. Don't forget to check out our poll question. We have a different question there every week that we like to ask. And also the blog is there. You can find that, a lot of stuff there on that as well. Check it all out, smallbusinessadvocate.com. Having a great visit with our new friend, Jack Pierce. Jack is the president of Dividend Magic. And put a .com on the end of that thing, and that's your website, isn't it, Jack?
That's correct.
Dividendmagic.com. We're talking about how to get caught up a little bit more. Jack, tell the audience a little bit about what you guys do.
Okay, we just deal with nothing but dividend investing. And it's one of the least talked about investment vehicles imaginable. But when I talk to groups, when I get done, they are convinced that that is the only way to invest. Dividends are better in an up market. They do better in a down market, and they've just proven over the years that they far outshine any other kind of investing.
Do you have a requirement that before you invest in a company that pays dividends, that they have to have a certain number of so many quarters of track record?
Yeah, now we have a lot of criteria, and one of them is how long has the company been in business. Second one is how long have they paid a dividend, and it's usually 40, 45 years. And mm-hmm. How long, this is very important, is how many consecutive years have they increased that dividend every year, and at what rate? And a lot of them, you know, will increase their dividend 8, 9, 10% a year.
What is an acceptable dividend rate for you?
We like to see at least 6%.
Yeah.
And there's so many that offer 8, 9, 10% that we mm-hmm. lean a little toward them, because, once again, that compounding then just makes all the difference in the world.
Right. One of the things, Jack, that a lot of way too many small business owners focus every nickel they can get on their business, because the business is always standing there with its hand out, right? Every small business has got its hand out saying, I need this, I need that, I need more, and more cash. And the business owner will give it to them because that's their dream, that's their baby. And they believe that this is the thing that's going to take them to the finish line. And consequently, they rarely put something aside separate from the business to retire on. And so I think a lot of baby boomer business owners right now are seeing a little bit of the error of that way. I mean, it's not, I can't call it something this, I can't say it's wrong. But I do know that it's a little bit dangerous. And it's
misguided.
Well, but it's understandable. I mean, it's just, we're not beating anybody up, but you know, there was a time when you heard people say they were afraid they weren't going to live long enough to enjoy their retirement fund. Now people are worried they're going to outlive their retirement fund. How can
you bet?
Talk to us a bit more about how we can get caught up.
Yep, that's one of the main concerns that employees have today.
Yeah.
And we try to tell everybody, I always lead off if we have a seminar, that I tell people that whatever your circumstances, for 95% of you sitting here, we're going to be able to demonstrate to you that you have a chance at a wonderful, carefree retirement. Now, the goal that we have in mind for most people is to get you to $1 million.
Mm-hmm.
Now, we can't do that with everybody, obviously, but
right.
You'd be surprised how many people that have the time, like age 40 or less, can invest $25,000 and turn it into $1 million in 25 years.
Right, right.
And then the older people, theoretically at least, let's take a 55-year-old, that person should, in theory, have more money saved in his IRA.
Maybe they could start with 100 or something, like, instead of 25
and
double that up.
But,
exactly. So, but I'm going to come back, though, to this stock thing. I got to be honest with you, Jack. I think Wall Street is at cross purposes with Main Street, where small business owners live. Even the dividend companies, I just don't trust Wall Street. I swear, I'm getting. I mean, I own stocks, but I'll tell you, I have just got this really, really bad feeling about what goes on Wall Street, especially after what's happened in the last 3 years. How did we get over that?
Oh, you bet.
How do we get over that?
No question about it.
But how do we get over it, Jack?
Well, I don't think that we can get over it totally because it's the only game in town. I mean, you can invest in gold, you can invest in all manner of things, but yeah. you fall back on the stock market, and these dividend companies and just the method in which they dispense their dividends mm-hmm. just makes them a cut above the Wall Street that we've discovered in the last couple of years, you know, corruption and one thing
right.
and another.
Right.
So,
well, one thing about it is when the stock market does stop, if does crash as it did and is done basically twice in the last 10, 11, 12 years, the companies that you're talking about, most of them, not all of them, but most of them have come roaring back, and that's there's some. You know, there's some benefit in that. Hey, Jack, you've got more to teach us. Will you come back and talk to us about this some more in the future?
You betcha. And I'd like to mention quickly, if I can,
quickly.
We're putting out a report that will be ready in about a week or 10 days
yeah.
on the subject that we just talked about. And if anybody will email us at divmagic, D-I-V-M-A-G-I-C, at cox.net, and we'll
right.
send them that report free.
I appreciate
love
that.
It. It's about 16 pages.
Send it to me too, please, and we'll see if we can get help people get that. Thanks.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.